The Back Porch USA, That's My Tune, is brought to you by Anchor FM, your all-in-one podcasting resource. Well, hey there, and good evening. I'm Luke Keller, and you're listening to The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. I'm so glad that you came back. We're on part two of the Old Alton Bridge. And this is the other story. The other variation of the Old Alton Bridge goes back, way back to about the 1860s in an account called Texas Troubles. There was a goat herder named Jack Kendall, who was a Creole slave, whom a bunch of Copper Canyon cowboys lynched from a tall creekside tree near where the bridge now stands. But ineptitude separated the runaway slave's head from his body. The slavers then watched in horror as the headless body rose itself from the creekside mud, animated by voodoo, and ripped off the head of a nearby goat to replace his own, still dangling in the noose. Regardless of which origins get told, old-timers warn that knocking three times on the trusses of the bridge is an invitation to judgment, since the ghastly goatsman only spirits away those with the bloodlines of clansmen or slave owners into the woods for his terrible revenge. Now, although you won't find Oscar Washburn or Jack Kendall in any historical records, this is because most ghosts are given names by the living's need to feel like we can know them. A wise man once said, "Never let the facts of a story obscure the truths of a tale." If history is the self-congratulatory narrative of a community written by its victorious elite, then our ghosts will often problematize and haunt such tidy romanticisms of the back day. There are a handful of states that have similar tales of a goatman, with Texas having actually quite a few itself. But each express unique reminders of threats from forgotten past. We will now get on with some audio from a couple that I interviewed down by the Old Goatsman Bridge, who claimed that they had quite the experience themselves. I'll be right back after a message from this week's sponsor, which I just happen to read. Okay, so what do you got to say? What's going on down here?
Okay, so basically we came here a couple weeks ago and there was a phone on the bridge. Nobody else was on the bridge. And so we found this phone and we were like, okay, what are we supposed to do on this? Like what are we supposed to do with the phone? And so we grabbed the phone and it would not turn on the bridge at all. And so we're like, okay, we should take this phone and we should just try to find the owner. So we grabbed the phone. And right as we got in the car and like drove away from like this like woods area, it finally turned on.
Really?
Yeah. So like, and like a lot of people talk about how like whenever you're on the bridge, like a lot of cameras, a lot of phones, like they just die. And that's what happens. And so we found this phone and her friend is texting her saying, "Hey, I'm going to pick you up and I just want you to know you can enjoy yourself." So we were thinking to ourselves, we're like, what if this girl like went on like a Tinder date? Like, what if she was like with people like this girl did not know and like...
Oh, some creepers.
Exactly. Yeah. Creepy
stalker type thing going on.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, so we were on our way to Bucky's and we were like, okay, we got to go back because like, what if this lady like is lost? Like, what if she like doesn't...
Seriously?
What if she's gone? Because a lot of people go missing in this woods. A lot of people get kidnapped. A lot of sex trafficking happens over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I did not know that.
Yeah. This these woods, it's like almost like a, it's almost like a cross. And before we got here, there's this app, it's called Randonautica. It's like a huge thing on this TikTok app, and it gives you like random coordinates to something that you have like an intent of. And so we were we were stupid, and we thought of witch because we were bored, and it sent us to this lady who like lives like by these woods, and she was like, I'm the only one that goes behind like these like woods area. It was like all blocked off so nobody else could get in except her. And she said, yeah, I'm a crypt. And a crypt is a witch that takes like dead animals and puts them back together.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, like we thought of witch, and now we're talking to somebody who's taking out their trash at midnight.
Yeah.
And so it was insane, and she was like, I think we all should go to Goatman's. And so that's whenever we came here, we found the phone, and like it was just, it was a lot that night. And then whenever like we got on the bridge, like we like all like we're like feeling sick and stuff, we weren't feeling good. And like whenever like we walked like into like this trail over here, like we heard like
people going right across
the right across the bridge.
Yeah, so like that's supposed to be like the area where like a lot of bad stuff happens.
Okay.
And this was like at midnight, and so it was late, and so there was like something here, and eventually it took a while, but eventually we found the girl that was texting her, and she was like, yeah, she was here with a group of friends, and I just don't know, like I don't know where she went. And so I mean, thankfully we found the phone, but
did y'all ever actually find what happened?
We found out what happened here. They like went to Eureka Park up in Denton. And so like,
they weren't necessarily doing the best things while they were here.
Probably left her phone by accident.
Yeah.
But still, holy.
Yeah.
And then when we pulled up into the parking lot, there was like these like two ladies in a car, and we had a dog with us, and they're like, oh my god, can we see the dog and stuff? And we're like, yeah. And they were like listening to some like, just like it was like radio static, and they were like listening to some like, just like it was like radio static basically. And we were like, what are you listening to? You know, like there's nothing on in your car. And they like had a spirit box hooked up, and they were like, had like pen pads down, and they were like writing down like what they heard.
Okay. Yeah, and like supposedly like the spirits were like talking to them, and like they knew like their names.
Well, and there you go, folks. There you go. That was a first-hand account with something, at least. Only time will tell. Only time will tell. Do not forget to tune in next week for part 3 of the Old Alton Bridge. We will continue our investigation and see what is really going on. With that being said, folks, thank you for tuning into the Back Porch USA and for your continuing support. It's awesome. I love you guys. You can reach out to me with a voice message here on Anchor FM on the homepage for TBP-USA. You know it, the Back Porch USA. You can also contact me via email, thebackporchusa@gmail.com, with your feedback, stories, ideas, and #meatburger moments. Again, I love you all. Thank you. Have a good night.